All right, hello and welcome to our podcast on the Power of One. This is part 1 of 5. I will be leading us off today with the question of what conflicts are the characters facing?
I feel that the main character is facing a lot of outside threats from mainly his schooling boys, his schooling mates at the beginning of the story, and as it goes on, he's facing problems with money, but Hoppy really helps him out with the money problem.
I think he's battling man versus self a lot of times. He's having to work with growing up and being the youngest kid, and I think he's struggling with that, and also from the torments of the judge.
And hold on, to add on to that, like, I think it's also hard for him because he's at such a young age and he's already in a boarding school. Like, that's got to be hard for him.
Right.
Yeah.
And but now that you guys think he's out of the boarding school, what do you think his problems are going to be from here on out? Do you think he's still going to face the same problems of discrimination? And
well, I'm sure he'll still be discriminated against just because of the time period, but I don't know about, like, what extent.
I'm not sure he's going to get beat up, like, as bad as he did in the boarding school with the judge and everything.
Yeah, I don't think he can get much worse than that.
You're probably right, probably because it's kind of a closed environment where he's trapped and can't leave. Yeah.
So, on the next question, what do you think about the way the author portrayed the boarding school? Like, do you think, like, stuff like that would have actually happened? Or, like, just what are your thoughts about that school?
Well, I'm sure stuff like that did happen and still does happen all the time all around the world. I mean, people are discriminated.
It could happen in our schools as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just in boarding schools.
Exactly.
So, like, it could have been, like, a really realistic, like, thing
I feel
happens.
Like it could have realistically happened. It was 60 some years ago, before the war. Discrimination was kind of expected around that time with different groups of people.
Yeah, it gave a real vivid and like real life description. It kind of made it feel real in my head.
Yeah,
it's very detailed.
All right, what do you think would have happened if PK would have fought back against the judge and his Nazis?
I think he probably would have gotten beat up worse. I mean, I don't think
possibly
fighting back
even
would have
killed.
Yeah, when he's outnumbered by that much, I think
I feel like he took the best strategy by just trying to camouflage in.
Just
tried by hanging in the back. He probably saved himself from a lot of punishment.
Yeah, I pulled a quote from page 5. I tried to drive myself with my pajamas, which were wet in patches from lying on the floor, and then I put them back on. I didn't bother to drew out the buttons because my hands were shaking a lot. I wandered around the big dark place until I found the small kid's dormitory. There, I crept under my blanket and came to the end of my first day in life. And that was after he had gotten beat up for the first time. And it's just really powerful to say that a 5-year-old has been beaten up and now he's covered in wet clothes and he's bleeding. And it just really kind of adds to the detail of the school.
Yeah, I think it's a very powerful image that, like, even children aren't exempt from hatred and
discrimination.
Yeah.
All right. What would you have done in PK's shoes if you were in that school?
Probably the same thing he did. Probably
yeah, there's
keep my
not
head
a
up.
Lot you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have maybe gone and talked to Mevro, but I would have been really scared to do that. So,
I don't know.
She doesn't seem like the nicest person.
Yeah, I don't think she would have helped that much. She would have probably added on to the beatings, honestly.
Yeah, with whatever, what she calls her beating stick.
It's,
I can't remember what the name is.
Like, nah. It starts with an S, I think.
Yeah.
It's like Sambo check or something? Something
yeah,
along
yeah,
those
it
lines?
It doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, right here. Shambok or whatever.
Yeah.
However you pronounce that.
However that's pronounced. In the beginning, did it surprise you when they peed on PK?
Yeah. It definitely did. I was not expecting.
Like, I thought they were just gonna, like, beat him up or something, and then that happened, and I was just shocked.
Yeah, it was just kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, they did end up beating him up, but I think the peeing on him was just a little excessive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 5 years old, and he's getting beat up, and then peed on.
Yeah, like he said, he thought it was like he had no idea what was going on.
He thought
it was
showering.
Dying.
Yeah, he thought it was blood at first.
Yeah,
didn't
he's.
He?
Mm-hmm. doesn't know what's going on because he got beat up so bad.
Okay, what do you think about the judge and his Nazis killing Grandpa Chuck? Like, just chicken.
I thought it was, I mean, like, that was PK's only friend at that moment in time. You could see how much Grandpa Chuck really, like, mattered to him when he offered even to, like, give his own life.
Yeah, I think it's kind of sad that, like, it was his last day. He thought it wasn't going to be as bad because the judge had passed. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was, I definitely wasn't expecting that at the end. I thought they were going to let him off a little easy, but kill his best friend. That's really sad to think about.
Especially after all the stuff PK did for the judge. Yeah. Like, without him, the judge would have had
He didn't help him not get caught with cheating throughout the school.
Yeah, and like PK said, he was so close to making it through the entire semester with his friend, but it ended on like the last day, right before he was leaving.
Yeah, there's a quote on page 49. It's like, it's really quiet, or it's a really short quote, but it says, "Grandpa Chuck, the toughest damn chicken in the world, was dead." And I just kind of think that was like him kind of breaking down, or having him break down, and you know, it's kind of sad to think about as a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, imagine being 5 and having your only friend murdered right in front of you.
Yeah, I think Grandpa
and then
Chuck,
having to bury him by yourself. Yeah. Just awful.
Alright, so what do you think will happen next, and do you think PK will stay with Hoppy for a while?
I don't think he will, because it said in there that PK would, or that Hoppy would change his life, and didn't he say it was like in like a day and a half or something?
Yeah.
His life would be changed forever.
I feel like he'll come back in the story every now and then. Like, either PK will think about him or something, but he won't totally be gone from the story. But just because...
But he won't be, like, totally in the story either.
Yeah, I think it'll have kind of a lasting, like, psychological impact on PK.
Yeah.
And he's kind of giving him hope, like, with boxing, that he might have something to live for. And he has a friend, his first real friend.
It's really the first good relationship with someone that isn't... who wasn't in his own household, like his nanny was. Yeah.
And do you guys think that PK will like go on to box?
I feel like he will.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
just
because
he's already catching on to the language with Hoppy teaching him everything.
Yeah, and
Hoppy has so much to teach.
I feel like boxing is probably gonna be like the first thing that he really grasps onto, his first like real passion, something that he can.
Something
he
can grow on.
Yeah.
Kind of like when he talked about when he brought up the judge and how the judge was taller than him, and Hoppy said you can beat guys who are bigger than him if you're faster or whatever. And so I feel like
you have the heart.
Yeah. I feel like PK has the heart to do that.
Definitely with everything he's been
through. Yeah, well, like didn't Hoppy say the mind controls the heart, but like the heart is ultimately the boss? All right, so those are all my questions.
Okay. You want to share your art?
You guys can look at the artwork and kind of state what you think about it and kind of what it means or symbolizes within the story.
I think it's a good visualization of the scene where he put on the gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought that was a good scene for PK and Hoppy. They really started bonding once he put on those gloves.
And I think that was the first moment PK felt like he was meant for something. Like he had a purpose in the world.
I feel like it was probably like maybe a bit of foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said they felt good on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though they were super big on him, he still enjoyed it. He felt good. And
like they didn't feel like strangers, like the shoes.
It kind of symbolized him some courage and some self-pride and giving him some hope for the future of something he can do. That's something that he clearly lacked at the boarding school.
Yeah. You want to share your poem?
Yeah. So the poem I found was called Strength and Courage by Sylvia Kelly. It takes strength to be certain. It takes courage to have doubts. It takes strength to fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to share a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to hide your own pain. It takes courage to show it and deal with it. It takes strength to stand guard. It takes courage to let down your guard. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to endure abuse. It takes courage to stop it. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on a friend. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. It takes strength to survive. It takes courage to live. And I felt like this poem, I mean, it's pretty simple. It just kind of repeats like what it is to have strength and courage. And I feel like it kind of relates to both our lives and the story. I feel like it kind of relates to everyone in their own way.
Yeah, I feel like that was a really good poem for this, these chapters with what PK's going through. He's trying to find that strength to keep going. He's trying to find that strength to not cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Even the judge gets like frustrated with him because he won't cry.
Yeah, exactly. And I said the same thing in the line where it says, hide your own pain. Because PK, it takes strength to hide your own pain. Because PK, he said that he wants, like, he will never let them see him cry. And like he can only cry if he lets himself cry. Which I think it would take a lot of strength to hide your pain from them like that.
Especially with everything
they were doing to him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
I like the line where it says it takes strength to stand alone, because I think that really symbolizes his time at the boarding school, because he had nobody.
Except for Grandpa Chuck.
And then they took that away.
He took his only guy he had, and it was a chicken.
Yeah. Mm. Sad thing. Tragic.
Do you have any quotes? I do have one from
page 68. It was from Hoppy and PK when they first start talking, and it goes, he sat up rubbing his jaw and I began to laugh. That's the way, little buddy. I was beginning to wonder if you knew how to laugh, he said with a big grin. I think that's kind of sad because even all of his time through boarding school, I don't think he ever laughed once. And now that he's with Hoppy, he finds it so easy that he's just meeting this guy and he's starting to laugh, so I feel like he's kind of growing already, and hopefully that'll keep growing with Hoppy and whoever he meets next.
Uh-huh. I think that kind of also adds on to the positive experience that Hoppy provides for him, that he can finally be happy and feel loved.
Yeah, I feel like, Hoppy like brings him this space where he can feel safe and like he can open up and be himself now. He doesn't have to like hide his emotions or anything anymore.
Yeah.
I think it also kind of comes with the theme of like coming of age, where he's growing up and he's having to grow up a lot earlier than most of the other kids, being the youngest there and being abused so much. And he's beginning to realize that the real world's kind of a scary place, but he's learning to deal with it and live with it and get through it.
I agree.
As long as he's got suckers, he can make it through the day.
How does he keep getting
there? A lot of suckers.
He finds more every day.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll kind of be a memory for him. Yeah. Later in the story, he can come back to just eating those raspberry suckers with Hoppy and, being able to relax.
Yeah, there's nothing a raspberry sucker can't fix.
It's not.
I feel like, also going back to that, if PK will become a boxer, I feel like because he's shown so much strength, from the boarding school, and even Hoppy keeps telling him, you're bound to do great things in the boxing. The next welterweight contender, I feel like he will, just because he's shown that strength. And like you said, it was his way of escaping his problems in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Hoppy said, he has a reason to fight for. He's got a past that he's got to fight it for.
That's the best fight, and he has something to fight for. Mm-hmm.
Gives you the heart that he needs.
I agree.
Alright, anybody else have anything else to add? Alright, well, that's it.
This
we'll
was
see ya.
Segment 1 of 5.
Segment 5.
We'll be back next time.
See you next week.